Now, a team here in the city that we have seen win some games here that are 26 games over 500, that have the best record in Major League Baseball and are getting ready to play the most important series of the season thus far. The New York Yankees will head into Baltimore. The Baltimore Orioles will head in to Yankee Stadium. I'm going to try and go tomorrow if I can figure it out. I have a three-game set against the New York Yankees. And we'll see what comes of it. Obviously, Cole, we're going to get to Cole in a minute, but I want to start with Rizzo. As we found out today, Rizzo has a broken bone in his arm. He's going to miss, 4 to 6 weeks. And for me, I think it is a very strong possibility that we have seen the end of Anthony Rizzo as the starting first baseman of the New York Yankees. Now, I don't think they'll cut him. I don't think they'll play games with his injuries. I think when he's healthy, he'll come back. I just think there's a very good chance he becomes a role player and a bench player for this team. Or at the least, at the very best, a platoon player. I think we have seen the last of Anthony Rizzo being the first baseman, and we've figured things around that. I don't think Anthony Rizzo is going to be the first baseman because I think they're going to do things, and I think that his time probably surpasses the trade deadline, and they can't wait around. And I think it opens up a couple of possibilities, this Anthony Rizzo injury. While not, I know a lot of Yankee fans probably think it's a good thing. I don't know if it's a good thing or not. Here's what it does. Heading into the trade deadline with a playing but struggling Anthony Rizzo created a bit of a problem for the New York Yankees because of what he means to the team, his closeness to Aaron Judge. I know we joke about it, their dogs are friends, but ultimately there is something there. He is a veteran leader of this team. You know, Verdugo talked about Judge and Rizzo being in his corner to bring him here. You know, Rizzo is a very important figure. He won a championship with the Cubs, and that championship might even carry more weight than other championships considering it broke a 100-year stretch of, you know, losing baseball from the Chicago Cubs. But he's won a championship. He's been an all-star in this league. He's important to the team. So heading to a trade deadline, while Anthony Rizzo is still healthy and playing, no matter how poorly, made it more difficult, and I felt less likely to go out and trade for a legitimate replacement. To go out and make a move for a starting first baseman who is going to play most of the time, if not all the time, and supplant Anthony Rizzo as the starting player come game one of a playoff series, for example. I think it's a lot easier to go do that now. With him injured, with him playing the way he was playing before he got injured, now gone for months, under the guise of, hey, you don't know how long it's going to take for him to come back. We need the wins when we need them. We need a legitimate player there. There's still the element of LeMahieu at first, Cabrera at third, and Cabrera was so important to the good start at the beginning of the season that you could sell that for a time. They've built up, you know, certainly a cushion in the wild card standings, at least, if not the division, because the Orioles have been so good. But they've won 50 games. There's some breathing room on some level. And they could still go that route. And I think they will for a time. And I'm going to get to that in a second as well. But now I think it opens it up at the trade deadline to literally look at starting first baseman and or starting third baseman to fully take a role on this team. Now, they could do that too, a starting third baseman who then moves LeMahieu over the first for the bulk of it. And I expect him to probably be better than what Rizzo was once he gets going a little bit. But like they could, before it was like a player they could throw into the mix, I envisioned. Maybe they could do something at the trade deadline, get someone who they could throw into the mix. If he gets hot, sure, he plays most of the time, we'll play the hot hand, that kind of thing, as opposed to literally going out and getting the New York Yankees second half starting third baseman. The New York Yankees second half starting first baseman. I always viewed that as tricky. I think the injury opens that up to being more likely. So that's the first thing. Come the trade deadline, I think it broadens their horizons and it opens them up to more possibilities for the corner infielder slot as opposed to a minor upgrade. Could they go out and get a legitimate player to be the next starting first baseman of the team and relegate Rizzo to a bench role? That's number one. Now, the question is, what do they do today? What will they do in the short term before you get to the trade deadline? And for me, I think it's a pretty clear thing on what they should do, and I think it's not what they're going to do. But what I would do, and I mean, if you haven't seen on Twitter, on Instagram, Peraza, Oswaldo Peraza, has been seen or put up a photograph with him and his girlfriend, or him and his, you know, him and his significant other or whatever, him and his girl, him and his date, whatever. I don't know if it's his wife or his girlfriend or whatever, but there are pictures of them at the Empire State Building. And so the thought is he's in New York. Why would he be in New York? It's going to be Peraza. Peraza then fills in to play third base, second base. You can move LeMahieu over to first base pretty consistently while Rizzo's down. And that's going to be the roster move. Peraza comes up. Peraza takes over on the left side of the infield with Cabrera. That kind of becomes a platoon maybe, especially since Cabrera has been so bad right-handed. You could see that. That's probably what they're going to do. Although Peraza's been terrible in AAA this year. He's hitting under 200. He's still one of their valued prospects. A guy who last year was right there with Volpe to start the season, was open to him winning the competition in spring training. That's how much they think of him. So I think that's what they'll probably do in the short term. It's not what they should do. What the New York Yankees should absolutely do is bring up Ben Rice. That's exactly what the New York Yankees should do for a couple of reasons. For me, namely, I want a chance to see if I can avoid that situation of trading for a veteran player that I don't know if I believe in, and giving this kid a chance to prove something heading into the trade deadline, so then I can go back to just possibly maybe adding a minor thing where I've got a good feel for a Ben Rice. I want to see him. I want to see if they have internal answers. And I know they don't want to do it because of his limited time in AAA, but right now, over the course of the year in minor league baseball between AA and AAA, Ben Rice is hitting 275. He's got 15 home runs and 36 RBIs. He's got a 532 slugging, a 393 on base for a total of 925 OPS. And just in his 11 games and 50 plate appearances in AAA Scranton-Wilkes-Barre, he's even doing better than that, where he's hitting 333. He's got three home runs already, and his OPS is 1.059. Now, but Chris, that's such a limited number of at-bats in AAA. Plus, he's not on the 40-man. There's going to have to be a corresponding roster move if you want to bring him to the team. And I will tell you that the last couple of times the Yankees have done this with limited at-bats in AAA, sure, Volpe struggled for times last year, but they made a decision on Anthony Volpe to start the year as the New York Yankees shortstop. They put out a competition. He won it. He deserved it. And they gave him the role the entire season, despite his struggles. And then last year, Jason Dominguez hardly played in AAA. They called him up, and he was a sensation. And he's gone back down to the minor leagues and absolutely killed it. And the benefit of a Rice, as opposed to giving Volpe the starting shortstop role, is you are not giving him the first baseman role. You are not saying, come up here, be our first baseman. And better than that, you are not saying, be our savior. There is no pressure on him. They have Juan Soto. The team has 50 wins. They're in first place. Sure, at the end of the series, could they be out at first place? I suppose. But they're still a winning team. They're still in the playoffs. They're still having a damn good year. They're not asking him to be the savior. The pressure at the start of the year last year for Anthony Volpe, and then when Judge went down, was enormous. There's not going to be a lot of pressure, nor was there pressure on Jason Dominguez at the end of last year. This is much more of a Jason Dominguez type. Bring him up, even with his limited experience. Find a way to put him on the 40-man roster. I understand you're going to have to lose someone, fine. But bring in someone so I don't have to trade prospects for a first baseman that ultimately, I don't know how many really good ones are out there with Josh Bell, right? That's what you're talking about getting. I mean, and he's got some pop. He had a big home run against the Mets this year. He's got some pop. He's been a first baseman in this league. I mean, he's not a terrible player, and he would help this Yankee team, left-handed hitter, power hitter in Yankee Stadium. But ultimately, I'd rather just take a chance to see if I can find out anything about him. And if he stinks, if he struggles at the major league level, I've got a month to make that decision heading into the trade deadline. Give him a month. Play him now. I like Oswaldo Cabrera. I do, and he played an important role for them at the beginning of this year. I don't like him enough where I want to see him play every day at third base. I really don't. I really don't. And plus, I don't trust LeMahieu right now either. I could see them platooning, and I'm kind of okay with that on some level. Maybe not a strict platoon, but, you know, he gets more days than the average every week and a half a game for Cabrera at third base. I'd rather do that. I'd rather bring up the young kid with promise. I've already seen answers throughout this organization. Let's be honest. As much as we complain that they don't develop anybody and it's nobody since Judge and Cano, and that's all true, since they changed their hitting philosophies in 2019, they have developed good players in the minor league system. Think about the guys who've come up. Right now, it's Volpe and Dominguez. Let's see what this kid has. And then play him for a month, and if he's not up to snuff, if he's not ready for it, it's cost you a 40-man roster spot. Fine. I grant that's not valueless. It's cost you a 40-man roster spot. You've had to cut somebody off the roster, but you send him back down, and then you attack the trade deadline the same way. I don't think it kills him. He came up. He had a 25-whatever game audition. It didn't go great. He goes back to AAA, and he's arguably part of the future for next year is the starting first baseman, and he's got a taste at the major league level. I think that's what the Yankees should do. I'd much rather see that than go right into a DJ LeMahieu and Oswaldo Cabrera situation. Bring up the kid. They've answered the call on most of the times here. And I know Peraza's bringing up the kid too, and I like Peraza, and he didn't really get a fair shake, and I'd like to see more of him. But I don't think LeMahieu is going to play that position. Like, you're not going to see a lot of Peraza. For me, how much worse could Ben Rice be than Rizzo was anyway? I know defensively he's pretty much splitting his time between catcher and first base. I don't know how good defensively he is at first base, and that might be part of the reason why I don't think they do it. I'm not down there. I don't know how well he's played defensively, but again, it's first base. He's been doing it for a couple of years now. It's not like he's far into the position. He's been splitting his time between catcher and first base for a couple of years. I'd rather see that in the short term. So the Rizzo situation for me opens up possibilities at the trade deadline to acquire a legitimate starting first baseman and or third baseman. And it also provides an opportunity in that time frame before they have to make a decision to see what Ben Rice has. And maybe you don't have to go make that trade. Maybe you've got a player here who's shown you something and comes in and gives you enough pop and it ignites this team and helps this team, and gives them something at first base they haven't had all year, and then you don't have to go out and trade assets to get in a mediocre first baseman. That's what I would do. What the Yankees are going to do, they're going to bring up Peraza and play LeMahieu at first base. So we see it differently. And then, of course, we get Gerrit Cole, who's coming back for Wednesday, and the first thing I'll say is I'm surprised by it. I honestly was. I was surprised by it. He threw about 70 pitches in his last minor league rehab start. I thought they'd want to see him get up to 90 before they brought him to the major leagues. And I understand this is an important series. I do. And I understand Cole is brilliant at understanding pitching and understanding his body and understanding what it is. But I got to be honest. I think this series against Baltimore is important. It's not nearly as important as making sure Gerrit Cole is right. They have the best record in baseball. They've won 50 games without him. It's been miraculous how well they've played without him. When I got told up and down that the Yankees are a 500 team without him. They've been great. The last thing I thought the Yankees would do is to thrust him right into the most important series of the year. Like, I'm excited about it. I'm looking forward to it. I know Cole won't be stupid about it, but if they lose on Tuesday night, if they lose tonight, right, say Nestor Cortes gets pounded by the Orioles, and they lose tonight, the pressure on that game on Wednesday to make sure they don't lose that series is going to be significant. Not immense, because, like I said, they have 50 wins. But there's going to be pressure, and the narrative of they don't beat good teams, which completely is nonsense and subjective to what people think, because if they pounded the Red Sox, nobody would say, oh, look, hey, to be fair, you beat the Red Sox, which is a good team. No, but they lost to the Red Sox, so it furthers the narrative that they can't beat good teams. The Red Sox are good when they beat the Yankees, bad when they lose. That's how it works. But to thrust him right into a situation where he hasn't been built up to 100 just yet, although I'm sure he can probably go somewhere around 90, but to have him come in what could be already, whether whoever was pitching, the most important game of the season against a divisional rival right now that is a game out. That is a game and a half, I want to make sure. A game and a half out heading into this series. Who've already taken three of four. Who are looking to solidify themselves as last year's division champion. And a team that is better, younger, and faster than the New York Yankees. And to thrust Cole right into that. Ask him to win a game that's the most important of the year. Ask him to worry about holding on base runners after what happened the other night. Like, I'm surprised they did it. I don't think it's too much for Cole. I don't think he'll put the level of importance on it necessarily that I'm talking about. But on some level, there's human nature. And to thrust him right in, right out of the gate, into the most important game of the year, surprises me that the Yankees did it. But you know what it does show? You know what it does prove to me? Another element of it? The urgency this team has shown. Because in my opinion, this is not something they would have done years prior. Now, we've never had the example. Cole's never been hurt with the New York Yankees. But I just find it hard to believe in previous years where they had all these off days and they treated the regular season with such disdain and didn't care about every single game. The idea that they're going to rush Cole back when most people felt like he was going to get one more start in the minor leagues. I understand he struck out 10 guys in four innings and looked good and the fastball's there and he feels great. I get it. And I'm not saying they're doing anything dangerous necessarily or being foolish or stupid or careless or cavalier. But to thrust him right into this, I feel like last year and other versions of this Aaron Boone-led team and this Brian Cashman-led team would have said, why push it here? Why push it here? It's just a series in June. It's not that big a deal. Let's make sure he's fully up to snuff. We've been winning anyway. And the last thing I want to do is have him come in his first start and feel like, geez, I better get out Baltimore. They could be in the division lead if I lose this game. So I'm surprised the Yankees are doing it. I'm somewhat pleasantly surprised, although I do have some concerns about it. I'm looking forward to it. And I don't know what to expect from him. And that's the other thing. I think he's bought enough goodwill with the way he's pitched the last handful of years and certainly winning the wild card, winning the Cy Young last year, the way he pitched in the playoffs the year before. I don't think anyone would get too crazy, but to get thrusted right into a game that could literally put them in second place for the first time in however many, a month, if he goes out and gets pounded by the Orioles in his first start back, and now the Yankees are in a position to be swept with Luis Gil on the mound the next day, and falling into second place, it's a lot of pressure to put on the first start back off his first real injury as a New York Yankee. But this Yankee team means business. And I think they are taking this series very seriously, and that's what it shows me, which is what I like the most about it. What I like the most about Gerrit Cole getting this start is it shows us that the New York Yankees are taking this freaking series seriously. They got beat 2 out of 3 against Boston. They had two of their worst games. They got embarrassed Sunday night in front of the whole country on Sunday Night Baseball with 9 stolen bases. You all know it. And they came back from that game and said, you know what? I'm not messing around. We're putting Gerrit Cole right into this freaking thing. I'm not going to let Cody Petit, who's already had 2 good starts, eventually come back down to earth against a very good Baltimore team. Let's throw Gerrit Cole out there and let's say, you know what? This is our best. Here we go. Now, it's not something they can't recover from if they lose or anything, but it shows me that the New York Yankees are taking a series in June with the already having the best record in the American League, are taking a series in June dead freaking serious. And that is different. They might not have fired Brian Cashman or Aaron Boone. They might not have fired Fishman or the entire analytic team. The arbiter, having an analytic firm come in and look at their organization, or whatever it was called, is a bunch of nonsense. It never happened. A lot of things that we thought would change didn't. But there is no doubt there has been a major fundamental difference and change about how they are treating the regular season. And Gerrit Cole pitching in this middle game of this series proves it. Because they could have easily given him another minor league start and nobody would have batted an eye. Nobody would have said, oof, really? Going to skip this Baltimore start? I don't know. He's kind of ready. Nobody would have said it. Everybody would have been on board. They've won 50 games without him, and yet they still said, you know what? This is a big series. We're only a game and a half up. We just got embarrassed on national television by the Boston Red Sox. We're putting our best foot forward because we want to win this freaking series. And I love it.